14 presidents, 14 prime ministers. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 17th of October, 2025. I suppose I should explain myself. From the time that Israel became a nation to the present, we have had 14 prime ministers to Ben-Gurion, from Ben-Gurion in Israel to Benjamin Netanyahu, from Harry S. Truman to Joe Biden. There's been 14 presidents, but actually, we are only 13 presidents in to the present because Joe Biden was not elected legally. He was an illegal imposter. Okay, in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, there is an account or the story, the names of the lineages from the time of Abraham to the time of Christ. But in verse 17, it says that all the generations from Abraham to King David were 14 generations. From King David until the children of Israel were carried away to Babylon, there were 14 generations. And from the time that the children of Israel were carried away to Babylon unto Christ, there were 14 generations. From the time that Israel became a nation, in my view, to the time of Christ, his second coming, there will be 14 prime ministers in Israel and 14 legitimate presidents of the United States of America. In Israel, beginning with David Ben-Gurion, the United States and America have been tied in together from the time that Israel became a nation, and we will be tied in to Israel until the time of Christ's coming. So firstly, there was in Israel the first prime minister, David Ben-Gurion. Secondly, Moshe Sheret. Third, there was Levi Eshkol. There was Yigal Alon, Golda Meir, Yitzhak Rabin, Menachem Begin, Yitzhak Shamir, Shimon Peres, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ehud Barak, Ariel Sharon, Ehud Olmert, Naftali Bennett. That is 15 prime ministers. But actually, during the term of Levi Eshkol, his final term, he died in office, and Yigal Alon replaced him for 19 days. Israel does not recognize Yigal Alon as one of the prime ministers. He was just there for 19 days. He was not recognized. From the time Israel became a nation to the present, beginning with Harry S. Truman, you had Dwight D. Eisenhower. Number three was John F. Kennedy. Four, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Five was Richard M. Nixon. Six was Gerald Ford. Seven, Jimmy Carter. Eight, Ronald Reagan. Nine was George H.W. Bush. 10, William Jefferson Clinton. 11 was George W. Bush, 12 was Barack Obama, 13 was Donald Trump, and then there was Joe Biden. Joe Biden should have been number 14, but because he was not legally elected, he was placed in that position by the deep state Joe Biden cannot be recognized as one of the final 14 presidents. So at this point, with Donald J. Trump, there's only 13. There has to be one more name added, one final administration to make that, to bring us to 14 generations or 14 administrations from the time Israel became a nation. So there are 14 men, there will be 14 administrations. One of the final seven presidents of the United States will have a second term. He will be president, and then he will be president again. So number 14, the person that replaces Donald Trump will be the final administration, the final person. In my previous broadcast, I mentioned that Donald Trump may not finish out. He's not going to finish out this term. Donald Trump will not finish the next 3 years. He may finish 2025, maybe into 2026, but Donald Trump will not be in office for a full 8 year, for a full 8 years, or this term, in this present term, for 4 years. I will go to a prophecy in Revelation. In my interpretation, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, there are seven kings, and these seven kings are the final seven presidents of the United States of America. Five are fallen, one is yet to come. When he comes, he will continue a short space. In other words, he will not finish out his full time as an elected official. The first five in the riddle begins with Jimmy Carter. He is the first of the five kings which are fallen. Secondly, Ronald Reagan. Thirdly, George H.W. Bush. Then you have, fourthly, Bill Clinton. Then you have the fifth of the first five kings, George W. Bush. The sixth in the lineage or in the line will be Barack Obama. It's interesting how the King James phrases it, that the one that is, number six, it says is. So in other words, like a continuation, he is. It doesn't say he's removed. It just says he is. So something is continuing, a continuation. From the time that Barack Obama ended his second term, he never really left the power structure in the United States of America. He has always been, from the time that he was elected prior to his election in 2008, and after his 8 years in office, he never left the power structure in this country. He was in power in the deep state or dark state or the alternative power structure in the United States of America. He has always been in power, even during Donald Trump's first term. He was in the background, in my view, calling the shots. When Joe Biden was placed after Donald Trump's first term, during the election time in 2020, Donald Trump did win the election, but Joe Biden was placed by the powers that be in the United States of America illegally. He was in there, placed illegally. He is not recognized according to the prophecy in Revelation 17, verse 10 and 11. So Barry Satoru is, meaning continuation, is. There's never been a pause, not even a pause, I don't think you could say. In the spotlight, being out in the open, there was a scenario of him being behind the curtain, but still in the power structure, in the deep state, and the shadow government, in the position, in the power structure of this country as a corporation. He really never left the power structure again. I have to emphasize this, because now, here in the middle of October, the truth about what happened in the 2020 election is coming out. What happened and how was Joe Biden placed in office? He was incompetent. He was incompetent. But he was the individual that the corporation decided needed to be in the White House, if you want to believe he was in the White House. This is why you have the auto pen, the computerized signatures of Joe Biden signing bills, etc. Donald Trump is once again now, after the 2024 election, he is once again has resumed power as the President of the United States. But the number six is there still, even though Trump is now again in the White House, in the position of power, still there is the other dark side of the American government, and it is still being, in my view, directed by Barry Satoru. That is his birth name. The mysteries in the book of Revelation, it was the intention of Christ giving John the revelation, was that at one point or some point, what is been hidden, the riddles, the different scenarios, what is opaque, would eventually become crystal clear. So in my view, it is very clear that we, the world is now, and that God is speaking to the nations through Israel and the prime ministers of Israel from the time Israel became a nation again, and the United States of America from the time that Israel became a nation, and the 14 presidents that would rule this country, the 14 different men, the 14 administrations. In Israel, you have a different scenario. The example, Benjamin Netanyahu, he was in his position for almost 18 years and 18 days as of yesterday. David Ben-Gurion was in 13 years and 127 days. Yitzhak Shamir, 6 years. Yitzhak Rabin, 6 years. Menachem Begin, 6 years. Levi Eshkol, 5 years. Ariel Sharon, 5 years. Golda Meir, 5 years. Ehud Olmert, 2 years. Shimon Peres, 2 years. 264 days. Moshe Sherrett, 1 year, 281 days. Ehud Barak, 1 year, 245 days. Naftali Bennett, 1 year, 17 days. Yair Lapid, 181 days. And then Yegor Alon, 19 days. He was there, but he is not recognized. So up to Yair Lapid, there are 14 prime ministers of Israel to the present, to October the 17th, 2025. And at this point, there are 13 presidents, different individuals, over 14 administrations. One administration, the Joe Biden administration, was a continuation of, in my view, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And now we are in with the 13th president, the 13th individual in the last 14 administrations. But really, there's one coming, one more individual that must replace Donald Trump. That individual would be the final president of the United States of America. I believe that will be Barack Obama. I believe that he is working his way through the his Praetorian Guard, through the power structure that he oversees, not just individuals, but agencies in this government. And I'll rephrase that, along with the major corporations of this country, whether it be Facebook or Amazon, the usual suspects, or not. Also with BlackRock, Vanguard, and with State Street, with the banks of the country, the banking industry. I can go into detail, but I'm gonna just say the 14th administration, the 14th individual, or the final administration will begin when Donald Trump is dismissed from duty by God as President of the United States of America. I say by God because Jimmy Carter, being the first of the final seven presidents, was placed in the presidency by God himself. There's no accident. It's in the book of Revelation. Christ spoke of it, gave John the revelation over 2,000 years ago. Detailed. These verses 10 and 11 of Revelation 17 are detailed. There's much detail. You go back to the Jimmy Carter administration. Jimmy Carter began to work with the nation of Israel. And the succeeding presidents, exactly the same. Every president worked with Israel. Every president funded Israel, helped Israel with military, whatever Israel needed militarily, whether it be weapons, intel, technology, every president. Because it's in the Bible. And we have the hoopla of the hatred that has now been latent in the United States of America. I've been saying since I began really involved in ministries back in 1980 that there is latent anti-Semitism in the Christian churches in the United States of America. Latent Semitism in the government, in all of the people that have been appointed to office through the vote, the presidents, Carter, Reagan, Bush Jr., Sr., Clinton, Obama, everyone, anti-Semitic. It's in the Bible. They have to work with Israel. Donald Trump, no. The seventh king, Donald Trump, is the one individual of the seven that, according to Revelation 17, verse 10 and 11, he is the different president. He is unique of the seven. He is noble, whether the world and the people of this country, even the MAGA and the Christian people, he is, according to the Bible, he's noble. He is a man of honor. He is a man that is truly royalty in the proper sense, with the president being able to bring a truce and to get hostages back from the nation of Israel is in itself the hand of God himself. God was not going to allow any other president prior to Donald Trump and even the imposter Joe Biden to bring about a treaty or a pause, a timeout, a halftime in this war, a regional war. This is not a Gaza war. This war is in the Bible. This conflict that we have been through, that Israel has been through for the last 2 years, is in the Bible. It is in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. It is a regional war. It is a war between the families related to the Jewish people, like Ammon and Moab, the sons of Lot, Esau, Jacob's twin brother, Ishmael, the first son of Abraham, and also Abraham had a third wife, Keturah, and Abraham's third wife, related to Israel, she had children through Abraham. Firstly, there was Hagar, Sarah, Keturah. For those that don't know the Bible, but you want to know the truth about history, you want to know the truth about what's happening in the Gaza war, I'm telling you the truth. I'm giving you a simple Bible study so that you'll see that everything that's happening is in the Bible. God is warning the world that the end is coming. It has been coming from the 70s, from the 40s, from the first day of 1901, from 1801, 1701. But now we're at the end. We are now in the final decade. God is trying to warn the people of the world that he is coming. 14 generations, 14 prime ministers, 14 presidents, going back to Keturah, the third wife of Abraham. She had children, and the children, her children, are in conflict with Israel presently. In southern Saudi Arabia, in an area known as Yemen, this is the area where Keturah's children live, in Yemen. And Israel is in conflict with Abraham's children through Keturah. It's very simple in the Bible if you want to see it from a biblical point of view. This is my view. There is accurate forecasting in the Bible. All the prophecies, Christ himself said that not one jot or tittle is going to be changed till everything that was spoken comes to pass. There will be an Armageddon. We're 7-8 years away from Armageddon. We are 8 years away from Christ's return. He will return in the fall of 2033. God wants the nations and the people of the world to know where we are in time. The Pentagon, this government, we talk about the doomsday clock. They don't have an idea of actually when that doomsday, that midnight, is going to hit. But in the Bible, the decade, the final decade before Christ's return, began on the day that the Hamas attacked Israel in southern Israel 2 years ago, October 7th. That was the beginning of the final decade. We are 2 years into the final decade. We have 8 more years to Christ's coming. God wants the world to know the timeline that He has stated is to be observed. You don't have to believe me, but Donald Trump, I don't know if he's going to make it to the end of the year. I know that he may go into the beginning part of 2026. He is not going to make it 1 year out. He won't make it till the fall of 2026. He will be out of office. And in my view, Barry Satoro will once again, I don't know how, maybe one way is the destruction, the total elimination, the overthrow of the Constitution, to overthrow the government. It's already being overthrown. But the Constitution has been the document that has given the rebellious children of this country, and I mean many that have been presidents, like George W. Jr. stated, the Constitution, I'm going to quote him, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. These people that have been elected to the highest positions of office in the United States of America they hate the Constitution because it keeps them from world hegemony. It keeps them from every type of evil known to man, from having a total freedom and a breaking and a distancing themselves from of their conscience. That's why you have the Bohemian Grove. They abandon care for one day. They abandon their conscience. Everything is legal. Nothing is illegal. Homosexuality, child sacrifice, human sacrifice, every type of sexual immorality, every type of filth. Mankind wants to be free from conscience, free from God. God put the conscience in man to protect man from having his own way. That's why eventually there had to be laws. There had to be agencies to protect the people from the wicked, from the unruly, from the rebellious, from the thieves, those who can't control themselves, the pedophiles, murderers. And this is what's happening with these groups in this country. They don't want law enforcement. They don't want any type of law enforcement. The governors of the states in this country, some of them, and the mayors of the cities, they don't want the long arm of the law coming out of Washington, D.C. at the orders of Donald Trump to interfere with their money-making illicit programs, from drug trafficking to human trafficking to etc. They want to cast away all care. They want to live like those people at Bohemian Grove. They cast away care for a weekend. Christ wants the world to know that the world is crying out for justice, and God knows and can hear the cries of the hearts of people internationally. They want justice. And here in this country, we've had to a great degree, justice. But that justice is coming to an end. The Constitution is going to be completely eliminated. there's going to be a new law, new laws, a whole new, I don't want to call it a constitution. It's going to be, I don't know what you're going to call it. It's going to be a dictatorship or worse. But now, my programs for This Present Truth are on thispresenttruth.com. My website, thispresenttruth.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I will put out programs daily, maybe 2-3 a day, but they will be on the website. You can contact me on the website. There are donate functions. I have one right now, and I will have another one here in the next week. Stripe, and then also through a donate page. But also you can write me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I don't consider myself to be a pastor, though I am. I'm also a minister of God's Word, the truth of God's Word, but not necessarily to the Christian people on these programs. It's to the people that are not believers, that don't know if Jesus really did come. Is he really going to come back? Did he really raise from the dead? Did he really wash away the sins of the world? Does he really love the sinners? Will he come to punish the companies and the people that give the orders to destroy the world? He says in the book of Revelation, chapter, I believe it's 6, he's coming to punish those. He's going to come to destroy those who destroy the earth. And he's coming to punish those who have committed these crimes against the people of the world. He's coming. Jesus is coming. He will be here in return to set his foot down on the Mount of Olives in 2033. He left, ascended from the Mount of Olives. He's going to descend and land again light on the Mount of Olives. He's coming to bring judgments on the wicked people of this world and the nations of the world. The United States will not be excluded. As a nation, we are a nation that is the king. We are the gorilla of the world. We have been the gorilla of the world since about 1900, 1917. We have always done, as a nation, the presidents of this country have furthered the objectives of an individual who brought a concept into the world in, well, present in the modern world. Cecil B. Rhodes had a concept that we would have a white ruling, the white really ruling people would rule the world. Well, the English didn't like that. It was a little bit too extreme back in 1890. So they rephrased it, the English-speaking world. Now we can, and I have to be careful. It is the technology presently has been brought to the world that we have. All of the computers and the high tech. This is not a Most of this technology has come into existence through the children of Noah, called the children of Japheth. Japheth, they are the light-skinned, blue-eyed, light-haired people. It is a God thing. Then you had Shem and you had Ham. And with Japheth, Japheth would be the brother of the three that would eventually, at the end of the world, in the final century, bring, well, actually 2 centuries, almost 3 centuries, the industrial age would switch out of the Dark Ages to an industrial age through basically light-skinned, dark, light-haired, blue-eyed people. It's just the way it is. And that is who has brought us the technology of the time. It's in the Bible. You people may hate the fact that the light-skinned people have brought so much technology and change in a positive way to the world because they were ordained and commanded in the scripture to bring this change to the world. The coming system of Antichrist could never have come been brought into existence with Shem or Ham. It had to be Japheth. I know that the pastors of the world don't necessarily understand or maybe have the same view that I have. That's fine. This is my view. This is what I see. I have to say that as much as I may have a problem with the wealthy Yale and Harvard and these types of people, well, it is these families of Europe, the royals, it has been the families in this country that have brought us the children of Japheth in the lineage, in the line, for the most part, have brought us this technology and have brought the built the cities of the world presently. And Christ wants people to see things. You know, we're in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke, especially, Christ said there would be a time when there would be wars, not just rumors of wars, but wars. And there would be wars, economic wars, intellectual wars intellectual property. There would be race wars. Ethnos against ethnos. That's what we see in this country presently. Ethnos against ethnos. War against educated and non-educated. Those that have wealth, those that don't have wealth. There will be all these wars, not just nation against nation, but internal civil wars. We had our civil war back in 1860. That civil war was actually a religious war. Yes, it was over maybe the right of people to own slaves, but it in that conflict, there were in the cage, like the world extreme cage fighting, you had Christian men in the South, Christian men in the North, killing each other. Satan is a deceiver. Satan doesn't want people to see that you had Christians killing Christians. The objective of the... I'm going to go back to Cecil Rhodes for just a second. Cecil Rhodes, he knew that the only way to bring about world hegemony would be through the children of Japheth. He knew that. And he was given that insight. It was allowed that he have that by God to begin to put together the round tables, Bilderbergers, things of that fashion. In this country, it was the Rockefeller family. of all the families that picked up on Cecil Rhodes' vision, and Rothschilds already basically ruled Europe, but they had a way to continue the Rothschild control in Europe. But the problem is they were short of resources. America had the resources that Europe didn't have unless it shipped them in from Africa, South Africa, from everywhere, India. But the Rockefellers were able to take the vision of Cecil Rhodes and as a family put together a system in this country that cannot be taken apart. You cannot eliminate or destroy or to interfere with the Rockefeller control mechanisms that have been placed in the United States of America. So Cecil Rhodes had a vision, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers implemented that vision. It's much deeper than I can explain in a one-hour program. I will, in the future, expand on it. I'll explain myself. But presently, like Christ said, there will be wars. And in chapter 21, verse 25, like I mentioned in the previous program, and I'll refer to these verses, that there will be a time where there will be perplexities, things that will happen where there's no answer. There will be no solutions. There will be conundrums, puzzlements. What do you do? What do you do when you fall out of an aircraft that's 35,000 foot out, up, and you don't have a parachute? You are in a time of perplexity. You have time to think about consequences of what's going to happen at the end of that fall. What's the answer to the problem Donald Trump that intentionally, Donald Trump, a problem that was put into his hand intentionally, meaning these protesters, the virus, the bioweapon that was created to be loosed on the Donald Trump administration in his first term. This wasn't accidental. There's no accident. I don't believe in accidents. You shouldn't either. Even if you, like my dad would say, if you're walking down the street and a meteor falls out of the sky and hits you on the head, that's an accident. But if you're working on a car and you get shocked or something falls, like transmission, you're pulling a transmission out of the car and you don't, you're not careful and you loosen that last few bolts and the thing falls on you, that's not an accident. It's just stupidity. To believe that what is happening in this country is accidental, well, I'll just tell you it's not. It is pre-planned, premeditated, and this type of the things that are happening aren't just happening in the natural realm, in the natural world, the things that you see and smell and touch. No, they're according to the book of Revelation. You want to talk about a spiritual book. For you that don't read the Bible, that don't believe in God, now you're starting to believe that there's going to be a cashless society. We'll believe that there will be a country where there will be a ruler that has been named the Beast that is going to rule that nation and force everybody in that nation to take a mark, a number, or worship the image. And if you don't sell, you don't buy. Now those that don't believe in the Bible by reading the book of Revelation, that's the only book you need to read. It would be great if you read the Old Testament and New Testament But the book of Revelation is the book that will show you what happens in the invisible world more than any other book. There are things happening in the invisible world in that book from chapter 1 to the 22nd chapter. And in that book, it describes God as a judge, as a prosecuting attorney, as a defense attorney for his people, a prosecuting attorney for the wicked people of the world that kill their fellow man, and they get to be brought before the judge, and there'll be no, God is not Democrat, he's not Republican, he's not conservative, he's God. The judge who judges all things and judges the hearts of men. The book of Revelation. I mentioned this in previous programs. The Pentagon, the militaries of the world, the leaders of the world, Putin, Netanyahu, Xi Jinping, he reads the Bible. Xi Jinping reads a Chinese Bible written in Chinese. And his people that are around him. You see, Xi Jinping is going to unite the Asian sisters in the next 8 years to make a trip out of Asia to Israel to be defeated at the Battle of Armageddon. Xi Jinping is young enough. I believe he may be the man who's going to bring Asian sisters to Armageddon. So we're not just reading about, I remember back in the 70s, reading the book of Revelation. What was written there was just mysterious. And it was so far in the future that it was just something that was interesting to try to figure out what is going to happen. Who is America in the Bible? Yes, it is. And this is not to the Christian people. The Christian people won't listen to me for the most part. The Christian people don't believe that America is in the Bible. But for you good non-Christian people that, you know, God says about you, Christ says about you, that you are wiser than the children of light. You're in the scripture. You're in the Bible. Christ talked about you. For you people that don't believe in God, he says you are wiser than the children of light. God's children, we have the book, the whole book, plus the book of Revelation. We have the history. We have the experience of Christ living in us if we're truly born again. But we're just like chickens, or like turkeys that hold their head up to the sky when it starts to rain and they drown. I don't know if that's true. I've heard that that's what happens, but I don't know if that's a myth. But a good example. For you people that are not Christians, God is speaking to you in the book of Revelation. And one of the things in the book of Revelation is you have time to repent. You have 8 years. Now, I can't really honestly say you have 8 years, because by the end of this 8-year period, when we get to that point in the book of Isaiah, it says that men are going to be kind of like the gold of Ophir. It was a certain kind of gold that had this beautiful, I think it was kind of an orange tint to it. Not orange, maybe kind of a reddish. The gold of Ophir. They believe it came from Peru. King Solomon's ships used to bring it back to the Middle East. And men are going to be like that gold of Ophir. Rare. They're going to be non-existent. In short supply. They're not going to be a whole lot. Why? These women right now that have the hatred in this country to men, well, they need sperm or they're going to die out. But there's not going to be men, according to Isaiah. They're going to be rare as the gold of Ophir. And women, seven women, they're going to find a man, and they're going to say, hey, let us use your last name. And that's all we want. We'll buy our own food, buy our clothing. We have a place to live. All we want is your name, because we don't want to die with our maiden name. We don't want to die with the name that we were born with, because in ancient Israel, it was a shame, or the ancient customs of the area. It was a shame for a woman to live her whole life and never be married. Well, you ladies with the purple hair and the blue hair and the pink hair and 20 earrings in your nose, in your ears, tattoos all over your body, you're probably going to die with your maiden name. But remember, the Lord Jesus said he loves you, and he'll give you time to have a change of heart, and he'll receive you with all the earrings and the nose rings and the tattoos. He will receive you. He will accept you. And we believers, once you meet the Lord, we are commanded by the Lord to accept you and to receive you too, because now we are family. God is an individual. He is real. He's a person. He's not an ogre. He is not the ogre is the nemesis, the one who tells people that he is going to replace Christ. He is going to become God, and he is going to help mankind with technology through Japheth, through the lineage of Japheth, to be God. Well, God wants you to know. You have 8 years to think about it. Less than 8 years. Less than 8 years. Don't wait too long, because you don't know if you're going to be around at sunset today. God wants people to fear him in a proper way. Fear is a good thing. If you're in a room that's dark and you hear something rattling, fear is a good thing. Get away from where the rattling noise, the noise of the rattle is coming from. There's a snake. This is what Satan does. He keeps you in the dark so that you don't see that he's crawling around in your life trying to find a way to catch you. Fear is a good thing. Have you ever been camping and all of a sudden at night something is crawling on your neck? You better have fear, because that could be a snake, could be a spider. I was watching a YouTube. Some guy's in the country, sleeping in his chair on the porch, beautiful day, and a 300-pound bear comes up and climbs up onto the railing and starts sniffing his side of his cheek. The guy's sound asleep, and something is nudging his ear. The guy wakes up, startles the bear jumps, the guy jumps. Fear is a good thing. Fear God. It's a beginning of wisdom. Are we 14? Are we at the last president of the country? Is Barry Satoru going to return to power? Well, you don't have to believe me. You can think I'm an whatever you want. You have free will. But in my interpretation, the what's in the Bible is accurate forecasting. The problem, like I've stated for years, since the Lord gave me the wisdom to present it to the audience this way, there's accurate forecasting inaccurate interpretation. Now, is my interpretation accurate or inaccurate? Very shortly, we're going to see. My website again, thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. Everybody presently is fighting for listening audience. And many are adding something to the listeners. Great intel. Well, I do too. I'm not ashamed to say that I will give you the very, very best of what is happening in the world from the perspective of Bible prophecy. That's what I am. I'm a Bible prophecy teacher. But I'm basically not in the same, what would be the word, with other Bible prophecy teachers. I'm not in the same camp because I basically don't spend a lot of time with the Christian community. I have to protect myself from being influenced by bad doctrine, theology, or eschatology, the end-time prophecies. But I do know one thing. Jesus is real. And he is coming. He's coming. And you may not have 8 years to make a decision. Again, at sundown tonight, it may be something may happen. It will be your end. You have to really start thinking critically. And critically means that if tribulation is coming and hardship is coming, and Christians are saying that things are going to turn around, no. And if they attack the nation of Israel not knowing what they're doing, Israel is commanded by God to be victorious in this regional war that they are involved in right now. Benjamin Netanyahu may be the last prime minister of Israel. Eventually, the Jewish people may decide, you know what? We don't want a prime minister. We want a collective. We want a group. We want a ruling body. And that will change everything. The American people right now, they're fighting, the blind are fighting Donald Trump. God is going to give these protesters, these rebellious people. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. God is going to give them what they want. He's going to give them a dictator. He's going to give them an individual that they are begging for. They want somebody rebellious like them. And this individual, according to the Bible, they're going to end up in trouble with the courts. They're going to end up in jail, and he will not come to their rescue. He's going to leave them in their hardship. He is a friend to no one. So, Christ is a friend to all if you give him the opportunity to visit with you. So, again, my website, thispresenttruth.com. I have two areas you can go to the Present Truth or to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. I have programs on both. Again, my contact information is Post Office Box 872, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And there are functions on the website if you want to support me. $5, whatever. Support is support. I am grateful for anything and everything because it's going to keep me moving in the future. And return again. I will probably try to do one more program today. I'll see what's happening. But for now, I have to say goodbye. So, God bless you. Tune in again. Rick Rodriguez, may the Lord Jesus be with you and be your God.